Welcome back. You're in the huddle right here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Friday before the divisional round of the playoffs. We're all pumped here for the Patriots. I'm finally ready for them to play. Let's talk about the Pats and all the other games on the TikTok Jewelers guest line with our Vegas insider from BrandonLang.com. It's Brandon Lang. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing good, boys. How are you?
We're good as well. How'd college football season end up for you overall?
Absolutely destroyed lives. Next.
Brandon, since you wrecked lives in college football, what about your college basketball prediction? You told us Duke was going unbeaten. You ready to make amends for that one or what?
Yeah, I will make amends for that one and tell you that I still think Michigan State wins the national championship.
Really?
All right.
I think Tom Izzo cuts down the nets.
You don't think highly enough of Duke and Coach K just because of a couple bad losses?
Too young, don't play defense, and that's going to be their problem. They're too young, you know, trying to play those five freshmen, and they can't lock down on D. Michigan State can lock down on D. So Michigan State's two losses at Ohio State, where the game got kind of away from them, and Duke early on. So Tom Izzo have that team playing great. You watch. Michigan State's your national champion.
All right, we're writing this down. All right. Brandon, off to football. I'll take the two Sunday games. Brady can have the Saturday ones. The early game, Jacksonville-Pittsburgh, Steelers -7. Bortles can't possibly be any worse than he was last week, can he? If they get that running game and that great defense in Saxonville gets all over Roethlisberger, because when he's under pressure, he's a lot less effective. I'm taking the Jags +7.
I will never again, the rest of my life, bet a game, watch a game, go to a game, as long as the Jacksonville Jaguars have Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator. I went to the game, had 12 rows up, 50-yard line. I just hit Atlanta over the Rams on Saturday. Big play on Jacksonville -8.5 Sunday. In 25 years of doing this for a living, 25 years of handicapping football, 25 years of watching football, I assure you, that was without question the worst called game by an offensive coordinator in the history of mankind. I'm telling you right now, at the end of the day, when you look at that, you watch that game, I'm telling you right now, it was absolutely horrible. And you know what? I get it. You were protecting Blake Bortles. You didn't want to do anything. But when I come home and turn the game on to watch it on TiVo, and the first play of the third quarter, they throw a 25-yard in route up to midfield that led to the first touchdown drive of the game, and I hear Tony Romo say, you know, I keep saying this all game long, they can have that every play if they want it. It's there. He just wouldn't do it. He called the game scared because he was afraid to let Blake Bortles lose the game. Well, I got news for you. They're going to go into Pittsburgh, and they're going to get absolutely blown out.
So that's a no on my pick?
Yes.
So what about...
Listen, if I'm wrong, it's okay. I'll still at least root for the 171-3 blowout I need for Hackett to get fired.
So, Brandon, doesn't it matter in Week 5, Jacksonville goes into Heinz Field and just shellacks the Steelers 30-9?
And that was the 5-turnover game, and I get it, but Antonio Brown still had 9 catches for 153 yards. I get the fact that they didn't run Le'Veon Bell. Now, from an objective standpoint, the one thing I was a little amazed by was on a bad ankle, McCoy still got 87 yards on that Jacksonville defense.
Yeah.
That concerned me a little bit. When I saw that, I said, you know what, if they get behind, if the Jags get behind 10-0, 10-3, and the Pittsburgh Steelers shut down their running game, that's how you're going to get a blowout. Because if they can't run it and they got to throw and they get behind, see, I think they're going to get behind. I do. Unlike the first meeting, 2 pick sixes, 5 interceptions, the Jags were able to get up, and then when they were up, see, in that game last week, once they got the 10-3 lead, the best chance you had to score, the best chance you had to cover, was Jacksonville keep giving the ball back to Buffalo so you could maybe get a defensive touchdown. Because at that point, all Hackett said was, they're not going to score on us. We'll just milk the clock, give them the ball back. They're not scoring on us. Well, guess what? He can't do that. He can't play it safe. I think they're going to be down. I think you're going to have a big turnover, and I think it's going to be led to a blowout because the Jacksonville Jaguars can't play from behind. We saw it out at Arizona. We saw it out at San Francisco. I think we're going to see it on Sunday.
Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, our Vegas insider, with us here on The Huddle. Rich acts like he's doing me a favor giving me the Saturday games. No, I want the Saturday games. And I'm telling you what, New England, Tennessee, give me the two bet. Give me the parlay on this. I'm taking the Pats minus 13.5, and I'm taking the under. It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be 23-6. It's going to be 30-9. It's going to be something like that. Give me the Pats with the points, and give me the under. What do you think?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You're half right.
Okay.
If you're going to take the favorite and lay 13.5, you have to go over the posted total. You can't play the favorite to the under. It doesn't make sense. Anybody knows when you parlay big chalk, it's got to be favorite to the over or dog to the under. 70% of the time when laying double digits in the NFL, if that favorite's going to cover, guess what? That game goes over the posted total.
Oh, I don't like that. So you're telling me 39-10 might work. I should go with that one then.
No, I'm telling you, final score of that game, write this down right now. I'm going to give it to you right now.
Okay.
Final score of that game is going to be 37-17.
Okay. All right.
He's printing money for you.
Yeah, well, I like that. I need help.
The other Sunday game, Saints-Vikings. Vikings minus 4.5. I just was really impressed last week with that Saints two-headed running monster sort of getting shut down. So Drew Brees is fine. I'll just do it myself. I understand Minnesota is incredibly balanced, especially on the defensive side. But I'm going to take the Saints plus 4.5 here.
No, don't do it. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Houdat. Don't drink the who dat. You may have been impressed with that Saints running game, but Cam Newton in Carolina put up 26 points and almost 400 yards on this improved Saints defense. Week one, Vikings won by 10. Bradford threw for 3 touchdowns and 346 yards, and I think Case Keenum's better than Sam Bradford. Last but not least, the Minnesota Vikings lost at home to the Detroit Lions 14-7. That was the only game they didn't cover at home this year. Their other 7 home games, 7-0 straight up, 7-0 against the spread, 6 by double digits, and an 8-point win over the Ravens. Great defense, number one defense on third down. Drew Brees, long day. He may get crushed and sent to the hospital with 2 broken shoulders. I'm all over my boys from Minnesota.
Brandon, I'm going to go with the unpopular pick. I'm going to take the Eagles. They're 3.5-3-point dogs now as we move towards game time. 3-point dogs with the Falcons. I think they're going to win this game outright. I'm not buying the Matt Ryan redemption tour. I'm not buying the Falcons redemption tour. 3,000 miles to L.A., now all the way to Philly. I don't see it happening 2 weeks in a row. I'll take Philly plus 3.
You are 110% spot on, young
yes.
Skywalker.
Yes,
we finally got one.
How people tend to forget that in 2013, Michael Vick got hurt. And Nick Foles came off the bench, and he led the Eagles to a 9-2 mark. 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and then they lost in their playoff game at home, 26-24 to the Saints. There's a lot more good tape out there of Nick Foles and good things he did than bad things he did. He came off the bench out in L.A. against the Rams and helped them secure that win. He goes to New York the next week and throws for 4 touchdowns. Then he comes home on Monday Night Football when the whole world bet Philadelphia. Line opened up at 7, closed at 10. The whole world had Philly. And on a 10-degree night with 25-mile-an-hour winds, he couldn't throw the football. They were 1 of 13 on third down, and guess what? They still won the football game because their defense played lights out. Then throughout the last game of the regular season, they really didn't need to win the game. He played 2 series. It was 0 degrees with 15-mile-an-hour winds. So here you go. A rock-solid defense at home, number one against the run, disrespected with the line, disrespected they're the number one seed being a dog, coming after Matt Ryan. They're not going to be able to run the football. He's going to face pressure. They're coming like crazed dogs. And at the end of the day, 3 weeks for Nick Foles and Doug Peterson and Frank Reich to just relax, put in the game plan he's comfortable with. Young man, you were 100% correct. Philadelphia just doesn't cover. They win this game outright.
I think they win it outright, too. Brandon, we'll get you out of here on this. I'm looking at your website right now. You've got action on the Pro Bowl. Do people actually bet the Pro Bowl?
Bro, if I had a wiener dog race in Long Beach posted, someone's going to bet on it. I'm telling you what, I'll win that wiener dog race. I have 3 of them. I know wiener dogs.
Wow.
Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com with us every Friday at this time during the football season. Brandon, I'm looking at your website now. Tell us the site. Tell us what people are going to find when they join you.
It's always the same. One day free all access pass. If you wait till Saturday, you can get Saturday and Sunday free as well. So you actually get both NFL days. So take advantage. Your first day at BrandonLang.com is always free.
Brandon, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, big dog.